Hello, I'm Pastor Steve. After my recent health problems, the doctors prescribed all kinds of big pharma for me, and the big pharma products did absolutely nothing to help me at all. My blood pressure was out of control, my sugar was out of control, waste of time. So I went an alternative route. I have tried and have been using the longevity products that are advertised on DIY Health here on EFR with very good results. Now, these products, accompanied with self-control of your diet and plenty of exercise, which is the key, well, my blood pressure is down in the normal range, my weight is way down, which brings my blood sugar level way down. And all in all, I feel pretty doggone good. So, if you would like to try these products, you can contact my friend Patrick at area code 901-553-6900. That's area code 901-553-6900. Tell Patrick what's going on with your health, and he can help you out. Thank you for listening, and may Yahweh bless and keep you. Praise Yahweh.
Live, live. Hip, two, three, four. Hip, two, three, four. Lift, lift. We're the team at EFR.
We're the team at EFR.
Make the most of what we are.
Make the most of what we are.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
To His glory we now sing.
To His glory we now sing.
Hip, hip, two, three, four, hip. Hip, two, three, four, hip.
All right, you soldiers of Yahweh, this is your wake-up call. The title of today's sermon is Smoke and Mirrors. Smoke and Mirrors, all about deception. This is right after this latest midterm election here in the United States. We had a shooting overnight. 13 people are dead out in California at a bar. And I'm wondering how long it's going to take all the anti-gunners to go after all handguns. It's very convenient that this would happen right after an election now, isn't it? Just absolutely astounding that somebody would walk in a bar full of people where there's never been any trouble before and just open fire and just kill a whole bunch of people and then kill himself. That smacks of MK Ultra to me. That sounds like a programmed individual. Now, we don't know who this guy is yet. The news is too fresh. I'm sure they're going to come up with all kinds of things about him. Don't know the identity of the shooter at airtime that I'm recording this show. I just watched all the news on the internet on the other computer. Just a little bit too convenient, you know. There are 13 dead. Is that a magic number? I don't know. I don't go in for gematria that much. I don't study that. But it makes you want to go, yeah, I watched our President Trump at a post-election speech. Now, he's got a certain level of popularity with some people, and he's hated by others. To me, quite honestly, as an identity Christian, he's a shill. Oh boy, that's make America great again. What did he say in his speech? Oh, he rambled on about a great victory in the Senate and all of this other stuff. The Republicans lost control of the House. To me, this is another stalemate situation. They're not going to do anything because they'll be fighting among themselves in a show of smoke and mirrors. It is all deception for the benefit of the American people. Oh, look, we're doing this, and oh, look, they're countering with that, and oh, this, and oh, that, and everybody's going to be distracted, they hope, over the smoke and mirrors that they are presenting to the American people. And somebody asked me for a comment on one of the chat rooms, and I put no king but Yeshua. Does not matter about the earthly governance of this or any other country, because the governance of these governments is all directed by the prince and power of the air at this particular time. They are all under satanic influence. Every last single cotton picking one of them. I listened to his post-election speech, and he was going on about how Benjamin Netanyahu has said that no one has been a better friend of Israeli than Donald Trump. Donald has recognized Jerusalem as the capital. I mean, look who Trump surrounds himself with. The Kushners. I think his daughter is converted to Judaism. I mean, what does it take to wake people up? I don't know. It's going to take a civil war, evidently, when things get really bad, because they're still in their comfort zone. And they're watching TV. And they're getting more of the smoke and mirrors that is being presented to the citizenry. All smoke and mirrors. All deception designed by professional experts to delude the people. And do they think there's going to be change coming? Well, yeah, there's going to be change coming. It's going to get worse. And they're going to blame this one and blame that one, and they're going to do all of this song and dance routine that they do to delude the masses and some of the very elect are going to be deceived. by this. Oh, he's going to fix things up. He's going to build the wall, and he's going to do that. We got the massive invasion coming up from the south. Oh, no, they're poor immigrants. They're seeking asylum. While I watched the communist floozy that was on the other day, I watched her comments. She's a professed communist from California. She's down there in Mexico. And she's setting up here in the United States places of refuge for all these people. And they know there's criminal element coming up with them. And she's going to help hide these people. She's a mixed blood. Lives in San Francisco. What's that tell you? And she's going to help shelter and hide all these people. Let's face it, brothers and sisters, we have enough migrant farm workers to do the work. But they want all these other people up in here to take the rest of the jobs because they're going to be illegal and they can pay them nothing, and they're going to revert the status of this country to that of a third world nation. They're going to lower wages. They're going to just destroy the infrastructure. They're going to get handouts. They're going to get freebies. They're going to be treated far better than they treat our American veterans. Because it's convenient that the American veterans just die. You know, crawl off someplace in a cardboard box and die. You're inconvenient to us. Now, we've used you to advance our agenda in foreign lands, and we don't have any use for you anymore. But that's the hidden opinion in the way they treat them. The Veterans Administration is pathetic. So this is all smoke and mirrors. Smoke and mirrors, smoke and mirrors. Deception, lies, subterfuge. I mean professional liars. Really good liars. Really good. I mean talented liars. That's the deal. That's what's coming to America. That's how they're going to do it. Professional liars. Make big bucks, these liars do. They make big bucks. They're going to increase the donations to Israeli. By how much, all this money that they're sending over there, and they have funding like you wouldn't believe. They could fix up the infrastructure of this country with the funding that they send to that bandit state. Trump's going to recognize them as a nation. You know, oh, he's going to save America. No, he's not. He's going to do what his puppet masters tell him to do. It's all smoke and mirrors. If he's talking about Israel, but he's doing it for this reason, he's doing it for that reason. He's doing it. He is advancing their agenda. Now, what's it going to take to wake people up? I don't know at this point. I'm throwing up my hands. I am just sick of it all. And I watch the American people go along with this and love every minute. It's entertainment for them. They're being entertained by their own destruction. Now, how pathetic is that? How absolutely pathetic is that? Watch your own destruction on TV. I had a gift from Professor Truth. He sent me a stick to stick in the computer with all kinds of stuff on it. And one of the things that was on it was the movie They Live. But it's pretty hokey. But it's pretty accurate. It accurately describes from Hollywood these aliens that are among us that are hidden. They're disguised. And once he destroyed their big transmitter that was affecting the brain waves of everybody, they could see these creatures around them. They could see them before if they put these special sunglasses on. Well, EFR and some of the other sites have been the special sunglasses for a long time. And if people listen and they research what we say and other truther sites, I'm not just saying we're the only ones, they see these creatures in a clear light, see what they are. They're monsters. They're not like us. They become visible. And you see the result. They attack. They defund. They deplatform. They'll hack you. They'll cut off access through websites. You can't use search engines to find this or find that. I mean, they're very efficient in what they do. They're very organized. And it's them against us. But it's all disguised by smoke and mirrors. And unfortunately, a great deal of the populace is blinded by this. And by the prospect that they may have to change their life and do something and become active, they don't want that. They're happy in their complacency. They have fresh batteries in their TV remote, and there's sports on TV, and they can be entertained. They're more interested in entertainment than survival. Okay. Scripture speaks of these people. Those are the ones that are not going to be in the remnant. Unless they wake up in Israel, real Israel, not the bandit state. I'm not concerned with the non-Israelites at all. Except as potential enemies. Okay, that'll have to be dealt with. But we are seeing the violence of Antifa. Now we've had the elections, and the left did not get all the things that they wanted. Now they've got the House of Representatives here, and the Repubs have the Senate, which means nothing is going to get done except what they really want to get done, which is the long, slow, downhill slide for the people of this nation. And they're not just coming after the true Israelites. They want to enslave, totally control the minds of the entire population here. Everybody, Israelites, non-Israelites, mudbloods, Mamzers, space aliens, whatever. The smoke and mirrors are designed one size fits all. Okay? That they're doing it to everybody because they want to control everybody. And if they can foment internal violence and eliminate more of the true Israelites, because we're the ones that seem to be attacked. We don't want to defend ourselves. A lot of our people have become very weak. Mentally weak, not physically, but mentally weak. And physically too. I'm way up, and I'm in my 70s, and I'm in better shape than a lot of these guys that are 30. I can whip their butt, no problem. And I've had a heart attack, and my chest isn't all the way healed, and I can still whip them. What does that say? Where the old people have to do it, okay? Well, we're running out of old people. You know, I'm lucky to be alive. You know, how much longer have I actually got? Who knows? That's up to Yahweh, not me. But I see through the smoke and mirrors, and it's my job to get on here and try to wake people up. And I reach maybe one or two a week. I have a faithful audience that listens, and they appreciate what I have to say, and they follow along, and they're already in the camp. They're in the remnant. I'm not concerned about them. They've made the grade, okay? I'm concerned about the ones that haven't made the grade, that are sitting on that fence. The ones that are in the remnant nod their heads, and they know their scripture, they read, they study, they try to live their life according to biblical principles. And I am so grateful for all of them. I really am. There are some marvelous folks out there that are very faithful. But there's so many more that just don't get it. And we as a group, quite honestly, as Israelites, we need to be concerned with this segment of the population that is Israel, that's sitting on that fence. Somebody cared enough to wake us up, okay? So we en masse as a group of Israelites. We, not just me, that includes the remnant, we need to witness to other Israelites. Might this put you at risk? Might you be betrayed? Yeah, you might. You might. You risk that. When you stand up for Yeshua Messiah, that's a definite possibility that there could be repercussions if you witness. The real remnant is going to witness. The real remnant is going to say, yeah, this is the truth. There's others that are lukewarm. Now, if they're lukewarm, that's going to be on them. They're going to have to face what comes with being lukewarm. I can't stop that, okay? I can only do what I do. I can't be there for everybody. I'm not a savior. I'm a watchman on the wall. I'm a voice crying in the wilderness. There's a bunch of us. I make a conscientious effort to overcome the influence of the smoke and mirrors. That's what this sermon's all about, the smoke and mirrors of deception by the minions and children of the wicked one. Because we are in a battle, but the war in heaven has never stopped. It just takes different phases, and it's waged with different methods. The war is fully ongoing. And those that have been deceived and are complacent and are just in the world and of the world, they don't see it. They're blinded by the smoke and mirrors. They're deceived, which is the intention of the wicked one and his minions. That's what they want to do. They want to deceive everybody so they don't wake up, they don't take action, they don't change their lifestyle. Because if you see, if you have the blinders taken off and you become aware, it gets scary. What you see is scary. It's like that movie, They Live, when the people put those special sunglasses on, they could see these creatures around him. They could see these monsters. They could see the effect that the monsters were having. That was a movie by John Carpenter. It was very prophetic because it's very accurate. When you learn the truth of the gospel and you actually understand the true message that's being sent through the gospel, the blinders are taken off and you can see these monsters. I mean, that's a radical description, but it's an accurate radical description of these creatures, because they are creatures. They are not Adamic men. They are monsters. They want the death of the true Israelite people. That is their goal, because that's their father's lust. Now, what did it say in the book of John where Yeshua confronted them? He says, you are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father you seek to do. Well, the lust of their father is to destroy Adam, because Adam is to have dominion over this planet and be the administrators here. And the wicked one does not want that. He is angry, he is jealous, he is hateful, and so are his literal physical children. If they have that satanic DNA in them, they cannot be any other way. Oh, but they can be converted. No, they can't. Quit lying to yourself. That's part of the smoke and mirrors. We have people in the religions today, oh, they're good Jews. No, they're not. They're just not as bad as the others. But they're still of that seed line. Now, who's going to destroy that seed line? Are we going to have some guy with a pistol going around shooting them? No. That's not what's going to happen. Yeshua Messiah is going to come back with his avenging angels, and they're going to take care of this. We are to resist and occupy until the end. We are not to lay down and just let it happen. Oh, well, there's nothing I can do. Sure there is. You can teach others the truth. You can find ways to thwart their plans. You can fight the good fight, even if it's not a shooting war right now. There's ways to battle these minions of the fallen one. Needed a little coffee. And one of the ways is not to believe all this claptrap that you see on the devil vision. You have to look at it with an informed view and see it for the smoke and mirrors that it truly is. And it's our duty as Israel to fight this fight. We cannot let them get away with it. We're going to have to oppose them in any manner that we can. That's a risky business these days. It gets unpleasant. It can affect your lifestyle. You may suffer repercussions because of your opposition to the enemy. But if you were in a shooting war on a battlefield somewhere, wouldn't you be at risk as well? I mean, you know, look. World War II, it was white people killing white people. And you go out on a battlefield and people are shooting at you and you're shooting at them and you have a good likelihood that you might get shot. That happens in war. Okay, well, this war is no different. This war is the same as all the other wars. There are risks involved when you are on the battlefield. And where is the battlefield today? Well, the whole world is the battlefield. Your neighborhood, your job site, wherever you work, the grocery store you go to, if you see products designed to destroy your body, don't buy them. You know they're bad for you. You know they're unhealthy. You know they're made with deadly chemicals. Don't buy them. Don't care whether they've used that brand name since you were a little bitty child and you've lived with it all your life. Stop buying them. I have had to do that. I have had to read labels. Oh, for heaven's sakes, how boring. Reading labels, because they don't tell you right up front on the main label what's in those things. You have to read the fine print. That's another way that they do the smoke and mirrors. They buy up brand names and they change the content of the product to be harmful for us. It was a good, simple product when you were a little kid, but not now. Smoke and mirrors, even through advertising. Advertising is the main function is smoke and mirrors. That's what advertising is. It's to deceive you and change your way of thought. Put a thought in your head to insert it in your little pea-picking brain. So you go ahead and you buy these products and poison yourself. That's what it is. You see all the ads for all these drugs to cure all these things, and it gives you the disclaimer on TV, this drug may cause death. Oh, please. But you're going to take that when they tell you it could kill you? There have been instances where people have perished by taking this drug. But yeah, that's a good reason, you know. Drain cleaner. Drain cleaner is toxic. You're going to open up your drain with, let's say, Drano. You don't eat that stuff. You don't pour it in a glass of water and then drink it. You know better. Well, read the labels on some of the stuff that they don't tell you were toxic, and you'll find that there are toxic ingredients in all this stuff. More smoke and mirrors. They want to reduce the population, not just the white population, but the whole population. All bipedal hominids, they want to reduce in number so they can have a small group of absolute slaves. That's their agenda for this planet. That's the agenda of their father. Now, do they throw a few of their own under the bus? Oh, absolutely. All this, oh, we're so persecuted. Oh, we're the Holocaust. It's another Holocaust. Well, that's been debunked. The proof has come out, but how many of the general population are aware of it or believe it? Oh, no, I saw, and it was 6 million Jews that were killed, and oh, those terrible Nazis. Okay. How many Germans were killed? How many white Russian Christians were killed by the Bolsheviks? Do you hear about that? Well, you know, they've downsized the number of those Jews that died in the Holocaust. They've had to downsize it. But you don't get a lot of publicity on that. Well, restricting information and the lack of information is also a methodology of smoke and mirrors philosophy. What they don't tell you is far greater than what they do tell you. They hide stuff, smoke and mirrors. How to hide, how to deceive. I listened to Trump on his speech. I told you that. I tuned in and I listened to the whole thing live. I wanted to hear what he had to say. It was 100% pro-Israel. Oh, he's only doing it to do this and to do that. His whole family is infiltrated and loaded with the seed of Cain. Loaded with it. His associates, his cabinet, the people that got elected in this fake election. How many of them were the Talmudists? How many lawmakers up there in Washington District of Corruption are of this ilk of the seed of Cain? How many Edomites do we have in power in this country? How many? At the highest levels. Do they come out and say openly what they are? No. Smoke and mirrors. They change their names. They may even go to a Christian church. But are they Christians? Or is that smoke and mirrors? The little magic act on the stage. Houdini squared to the 10th power. Smoke and mirrors. Professional deception by professional deceivers. These magic acts that you see, it's all smoke and mirrors. Well, the politics of this and every other nation, all of them, is all smoke and mirrors. It's all a deception designed for you, my fellow Israelites, and for all the other sheeple out there of the other races that go along. And if the people actually would believe the truth when we tell them the truth, there would be a massive uprising of all the people, not just the Israelites, all the people that they could not overcome. They just don't have the manpower. Well, they have enough manpower to come after the truthers. They can come and kick one man's door in with 300 people outside. How do you think they got me? When they finally captured me, they didn't send one or two or even three or four. They came in number, a massive number, because they were scared to death of me because they knew that I would fight. Well, when there's 300 people surrounding you with machine guns, I decided that discretion was the better part of valor, and I had to surrender because I had no choice. If I would have had a chance and could have got away, that would have been a different thing, but I could not. And it was better for me to go to prison, because Yahweh blessed me in prison and got me into these translations that I've done, and I do on the word-for-word shows, and taught me all these things that he taught me while I was locked up, and got me hooked up with Eli James and EFR, and I got out, and I've been at this ever since. I haven't slowed down a bit, and I'm not going to until I'm done. You know, even when I'm done with the word for word, when I have all the way through the book of Revelations, and that's coming up. I'm working on it daily. I'm recording week by week by week. I'm up in 2 Corinthians now. And there's a lot of little books after that, and I go through these books, and when I'm done, I'm done. Then it'll all be repeats, but I'm still going to do these wake-up calls. It'll give me more opportunity to do these new ones. And I co-host, and I do a lot of the post-production work. Just like David James, just like Eli, Paul English, Andy Hitchcock. I mean, this is a group effort of people that love Yahweh and want to serve and want to help their fellow Israelites. That's what it's all about. Waking up true Israel to the reality, even a harsh reality, of what's going on, and dispelling the smoke and mirrors. Fighting against the smoke and mirrors of deception by the children of the adversary. This latest shooting that occurred overnight will probably be used to raise a hue and cry against guns again. They want to disarm the people so we are defenseless. And if you are defenseless, like they are in England, they just get run over. They have no recourse. Well, this country is full of guns, lots of guns. And I don't think the American people are going to lay down much longer. There are certain segments of the American people that have absolutely no courage whatsoever. They're abject cowards. They're not going to fight. But there are others that will. A lot of the combat vets, that's why they classify combat veterans as terrorists. Are you aware of that? That's in some of these Homeland Security programs, that veterans are considered terrorists, potential terrorists or actual terrorists. Our own soldiers that have come home, they have them on a list. I bet you weren't aware of that. They don't publicize that now, do they? More smoke and mirrors, more deception. what you don't know far outweighs what you do know. We put out a lot of information here and on the other truther sites, and it's only the tip of the iceberg. There's stuff that they have done over the years that's still classified that we don't know about. The suppression of information to the people is massive. More smoke and mirrors. Keep them ignorant. Don't let them find out the truth. Oh, for heaven's sakes, don't let them wake up. Keep them sleeping peacefully. Keep that smoke and mirror machine going. If full disclosure was made about a lot of things, including the assassination of different presidents and the reason behind it, the people probably would rise up. Maybe not, because they have been gutted. They've had all their testosterone-producing facilities removed. They have been dumbed down and bred to weakness. The children have been modified by chemical concoctions over the years. And even the kids are messed up today from these pharmaceuticals. The stuff they put in the air and the water and the soil. Why do you think they do that? Because healthy people are dangerous. Informed, knowledgeable people are dangerous to their agenda. Healthy people can fight back. Weak, dispirited people cannot or will not. Smoke and mirrors, there is an agenda. Many faceted agenda, all different methods of attacking are in play. Some are covert, some are overt. Some they put right out in front of you and rely on the fact that you're so dumbed down you don't recognize them. What they get away with in full view of the people is absolutely astounding due to their expertise in smoke and mirrors. What is the solution to this? The solution is in the scriptures. Learning what it says, why it was said, what was going on in that period of time that caused this to be written in the scriptures. The history of the scriptures. All the books are important because you need to know the history of the times then, and you can see the similarity in the times now. It says right in Proverbs, Solomon said it, there is nothing new under the sun. They've used the same methodology back then to attack us that they are using now. They have not changed their methods. That goes back to the old saying, if it works, don't fix it. Well, their methods have worked against Israel. Israel, real Israel, are well-meaning, kind, generous people. It's not our nature to be mean and subversive. That's not how we are. That's how they are. And they use that to their advantage with their smoke and mirrors philosophy. And we fall for it. We've fallen for it since the Garden of Eden. And Satan was more subtle than any other beast of the field. And he deceived Eve into having sex with him. And fathered Cain. And it all went downhill from there. That seed of Cain, that satanic seed line, is out in the world today. And they are burning with passion against true Israel. And they are the purveyors, orchestrators, administrators, and directors of the smoke and mirrors that are used against the Israelite people today. They've even deceived Israel enough that we don't know who we are. We think we're Gentiles, the Goyim, and only Christian identity, the few. Shout it from the rooftops, wake up, real Israel. Here he is who real Israel is. Is this you? If so, you need to change your lifestyle and come under Yahweh's rules and live a lifestyle pleasing to the Father in heaven, not a lifestyle pleasing to the administrators and minions of Satan that deceive you through the smoke and mirrors of their massive propaganda machine. You need to wake up, put on those special sunglasses that lets you see the monsters and see through the smoke and mirrors that they have put in your brain and in your heart and in your lifestyle. Stop poisoning yourself with their poisons. Get healthy. Become awake and aware. Get off that fence. And come over into the remnant, Israelites. Time is getting short, and if Yeshua comes back and the grace period ends and you are caught short, I pity you. I do. You know, I'm not supposed to. I'm not supposed to have feelings for those that are not of Yahweh, but I sure don't want it to happen to you. I really don't. And I work hard every day to try to wake a fence sitter up. A fence sitter a day keeps the devil away. May Yahweh bless and keep all of you. I love you, my brothers and sisters in Israel. I truly do. I would not go through all this work if I didn't care about you. And so do all the others on EFR. We are tireless in many aspects. Well, I'm going to wrap this up here, play a little music like I usually do at the end of the show. I hope you have enjoyed and gotten something from this sermon, Smoke and Mirrors. Listen carefully to what these politicians say and how they phrase it. And look at their actions and see if their actions belie their words. Be careful. Be of Yahweh. Praise His name. And may Yahweh bless and keep you. I'll talk to you later.
Lift, lift, hip, 2, 3, 4, hip, 2, 3, 4, lift, hip. We're the team at EFR.
We're the team at EFR. WEFR.
Make the most of what we are.
Make the most of what we are.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
To His glory we now sing.
To His glory we now sing.
Hip, hip, 2, 3, 4, hip. Hip, 2, 3, 4, hip.
Psalm number 2, concerning the Anointed One. Why do the nations rage, and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the land set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against Yahweh and against His Anointed. Let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. He that sits in the sky shall laugh. Yahweh shall have them in derision. Then shall He speak unto them in His wrath and vex them in His sore displeasure. Yet have I set my King upon my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree. Yahweh has said unto me, Thou art my Son, this day I have begotten thee. Ask of me, and I shall give you the nations for your inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the land for thy possession. You shall break them with a rod of iron. You shall dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Be wise now, therefore, O ye kings. Be instructed, you rulers of the earth. Serve Yahweh with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest He be angry and you perish from the way, when His wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all they that take refuge in Him. Hello, I'm Pastor Steve. You are listening to EuroFolkRadio.com. We are privileged to bring you the Christian identity message to the dispersed people of true Israel, wherever they might be. We also bring you news and current events, health information, political commentary, and a little humor thrown in. We are glad that you could join us, and may Yahweh bless and keep you. Praise Yahweh.